when you go into a grocery store produce section, there's usually a lot of visually appealing produce everywhere you look. No oddly tinted broccoli, no extra pokey bits on the carrots or peppers. A lot of produce doesn't meet the standards of the grocery store shelves, and that produce often ends up in landfills, even though it's still tasty and nutritious. As part of an effort to fight food waste, the company Imperfect Produce offers a subscription service where it takes ugly but still edible foods and offers them for home delivery at a discount. And this summer, in a partnership with the Wisconsin Food Hub Cooperative, residents in the Milwaukee area will have access to them. Riley Brock is content manager for Imperfect Produce. Riley, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
And Ron Balsamo is sales manager for the Wisconsin Food Hub Cooperative. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, Riley, tell us the story of ugly foods. Why is this such a problem when it comes to food waste?
Yeah, it's a really big problem, but it's kind of a hidden problem because if you only ever see produce in the grocery store, you'll just see the really flawless stuff, right? But, you know, as you said earlier, grocery stores want to put these really gorgeous displays in front of us, so they'll only select the really spherical, uniform stuff that builds really pretty pyramids. But what you don't see is the stuff that doesn't make it to the store because it's not quite symmetrical. It's got scarring, it's too small, it's too big. And historically, that stuff has been falling through the cracks of our food system, causing billions of pounds of perfectly good produce to go to waste every year. So a couple years ago, our co-founders said, there's no need to waste, you know, delicious, healthy fruits and vegetables. Let's get this stuff from farmers and get it to people that need it. Let's get it to hungry folks so they can cook more at home, so they can eat better, and so we can really help support our farmers as well, because anytime a farmer can't sell something to a store or they have to sell it for break even or even a loss, right, that's a lost economic potential for the farmer. And farming is really hard work. And, you know, we really want to make sure that all that work goes towards feeding people.
And, Riley, let's be clear. We're talking about produce that might look weird, the color, the shape, what have you. This is not rotting or bad produce we're talking about.
Correct. Yeah, that's a really good clarification. Yeah, we're not sourcing anything there's nothing wrong with it. It just looks different. And, you know, I think historically this stuff has kind of been marginalized because stores think, oh, people won't buy it. You know, we've really shown, you know, we're in 7 cities now across the U.S., including Milwaukee this past week. We started on deliveries on Monday. And at this point, we've really proven that, you know, folks really want to buy this stuff, and they don't really care how it looks like. It just has to taste good. And, you know, that's really what matters, right? It's flavor and health, not appearances.
And, Ron, let's take this here to Wisconsin. What kind of challenges do farmers face when they grow produce? They know, hey, people could eat this stuff, but nobody wants to buy it necessarily because it looks weird.
Well, you know, that's a really good point. You know, the Food Hub, this is our 6th year in operation, and basically what we wanted to try to do was work with our family farms to make them profitable, to be able to get together with the farmer themselves and figure out what we can do as a group to be able to sustain the family farms here in Wisconsin. Well, here comes Imperfect Produce. Imperfect Produce added another revenue stream to the farmers that they'd never had before. If the product didn't make number one quality or USDA number one quality, usually the farmer had to resort either to leave it in the field or just bury it or just throw it away. Well, what this does, it most certainly opens up another revenue stream for the farmer and helps pay the bills.
And in talking to farmers, Ron, did you hear from them that, like, yeah, you know, most of our stuff would fit the grocery store shelf model, but there's a significant amount that doesn't, and it goes to waste?
Well, yeah. Actually, we had a meeting with Imperfect Produce before we started this year's planting. And by talking, we had a group of farmers meet with Imperfect Produce, and we talked about some of the challenges they already had. We usually come up with a number of 20% of the crops we grow usually don't make USDA number one. So by looking at 20% and adding that to the bottom line, we were able to boost, hopefully, the profitability of all our farms this year. And they are very supportive of this program.
And, Ron, this is new to Milwaukee, but you've been working in other states. Is this usually how you work? You go to farmers or farm groups to try to source this produce that doesn't look shelf-ready?
Well, mostly what we have done in the past is just donated it. Sometimes you would get Feeding America that would come through and look for some of this product to be able to feed the homeless. Well, we also support that as well. But again, for revenue stream purposes and to be able to get something for the product versus nothing, Imperfect Produce helps us out quite a bit with that.
Yeah, and Riley, talk about your partnership with farmers and farming groups around the country. How does that work?
Yeah, basically, our number one mission is helping reduce waste and support farmers. So what that means for us is going out there and finding folks, you know, finding stories like what Ron was just talking about, who they're working hard to make a living, but they have yet 10, 20, 30% of their crop every year that for whatever reason they can't sell. You know, grocery stores are really fickle in terms of their specifications, and, you know, the store can afford to say, no, yeah, we're not going to take that this year. But for the farmer, that's, you know, their livelihood. So we have a really awesome supply team that's, you know, sourcing from dozens of farms all across the country, and we really try to support the local community everywhere we are. So as we were preparing to launch in Chicago last winter, like, that meant going out and meeting farmers in Ohio, in Michigan, in Illinois, in Wisconsin, and starting to build out these networks, right? You know, produce is a really relationship-based industry, and, you know, we want to build that trust and that understanding both ways. So farmers know they can trust us to help support them and help them feed more people with less waste. And, you know we can trust farmers to bring us really high quality, awesome stuff that, yeah, it might look a little quirky, but it's still perfectly tasty. But yeah, we're really proud to be supporting as many farmers as we are because, you know, everyone, when you think of waste, you think of the environmental impact, right? It's a huge, you know, environmental problem, right? We're wasting so much food as a country every year as people are still going hungry, right? So it's an environmental problem and a moral problem, but it's also an economic problem. It shows that our food system is really inefficient if we can't market 10, 20, 30% of what a farmer is growing. So we're trying to solve as many of those problems as we can with our produce boxes, but, you know, we can't do it without the farmers. So, you know, the partnerships are everything.
Talking to Riley Brock, content manager for Imperfect Produce, and Ron Balsamo, sales manager for the Wisconsin Food Hub Cooperative. They're talking about an effort. It's just come to Milwaukee, trying to take the produce that might look funny, it would look out of place on a store shelf, and instead of putting it in a landfill, ultimately still getting it to consumers. Riley, do people get this stuff for cheaper than they would the pretty stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. We're able to offer a great savings to folks. You know, everything we're selling is cheaper than the store, often to the tune of 30% or so. So it's a good discount. It's a good way to make your grocery dollars stretch further, you know, especially if you're buying organic produce, like, that can get pricey pretty quickly. So we're really proud to make this stuff more affordable and more accessible as well. You know, this is a home delivery service. So if you live in a part of town that's a bit far from a market, you can't make it to the store, you know, there's not a farmer's market in your area, you know, for whatever reason, like, we're really trying to make healthy, fresh fruits and vegetables accessible and affordable for everybody. So definitely the cost savings helps with that.
And Ron, do you think this helps people get in touch more with kind of where their food comes from? Because I think anybody who's gardened or farmed knows, hey, not everything that comes out of the ground looks, you know, like it does at the grocery store shelf, but it still tastes good. Is this going to help people maybe connect with the concept of how food is grown?
I actually believe it will. I really do, because if they actually was on a farm for a day, they get a better understanding of some of the product that does come out of the ground. And if they actually had a bite of it, they would understand it tastes the same. The quality of the product doesn't diminish because of the size, and it doesn't diminish because it has a dimple that it's not supposed to have. So the product itself is delicious. The colors, the size doesn't mean a thing.
Riley, does this take some, I don't know, sort of mental retraining for customers to get into? Because I'll admit, sometimes on the store shelf, I'll, you know, pick the melon without the big, you know, blemish in it or whatever, even though I know they probably taste exactly the same. Do we have to kind of recalibrate our expectations here?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Honestly, I would reiterate what you said, though, earlier, which is that anyone that's ever gardened or, say, their grandmother had a lemon tree, they intuitively know what we're doing, and they'll look at our produce and say, that's not imperfect produce, that's just produce. You know, that's just how nature made it. I think it does involve a little bit of expectation shifting for those of us that have only ever seen produce in the store. You know, if you only interact with fruits and vegetables in a grocery store setting, you know, you'd be forgiven for thinking that's what all of it looks like. It'd be like if you grew up in a town where everyone was a supermodel and suddenly you go to a normal town and, you know, there's a wide range of people in different shapes and sizes and you're like, oh, whoa, these people all look weird. But that's really just an expectations issue. And so we're about, you know, kind of gently opening people's eyes to the fact that, no, like, produce comes in all different shapes and sizes and colors. And, yeah, it's really all about the quality and the health benefits and that appearance is only part of the story. And especially once you're cooking it, I think people intuitively get that, it, you know, you're going to be washing it, chopping it, peeling it, roasting it, frying it, sautéing it. So how it looked at the start really doesn't matter. You know, cooking is all about transformation and making the best out of what's in front of you. And we've found that people are very receptive to this, actually. They get the produce. They love the cost savings. They love that they're helping support farmers. They're getting to eat better and eat healthier. And then they almost forget, like, oh, okay, I guess it looks a little bit different. But, you know, so what?
Just a few moments left. Ron, this is brand new in Wisconsin, the Milwaukee area. What are your hopes for farmers with this imperfect produce plan?
Well, like I said, I believe that most of our farming members, which we now have almost 200 participating farms, they're really enthusiastic about this program. Because, again, these are farmers and families that have been eating this type of produce their whole life. So they like the idea of it being shared out there to the public and making the public aware that this produce is just as good and just as tasty as any other produce.
We'll leave it there. Ron, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Sure.
And Riley, thanks for taking the time.
Really appreciate it. It's a pleasure.
We've been talking to Ron Balsamo, sales manager of the Wisconsin Food Hub Cooperative, and Riley Brock, content manager for Imperfect Produce. They join us to talk about their partnership, which means Milwaukee area residents can get delivery of unattractive, maybe beauties in the eye of the beholder when it comes to produce, non-standard looking fruits and vegetables at a discount. If you've got some funny looking produce in your garden, email ideas@WPR.org. Send us a picture.